Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Very excited to play X's and O's this week because I'll just go to Bobo's comment on our YouTube channel. I love when worlds collide. Hello to Mark, Sue, and Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer.
Woo!
And to play X's and O's today, Mark Reardon, you've got the round table coming today. I'm going to talk a little bit about what you've got coming up at 3, and then we're going to get right to the game.
Are there cash prizes on the line here?
Oh, just seeing... Yeah, Ryan's just take his wallet now, and then you guys can divvy it up.
Do you all know that Mark cheats?
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
I'll cheat.
He's a cheater?
If I can.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys know this, right?
Yeah.
So, it doesn't help, but no. We know it.
All right. Well, Sue, thank you for coming in here today. We're excited to have you in here. Every time I go to an event, if it's like a station, they're like, is Sue here?
Oh, God.
I know.
Isn't it crazy? I bet you get that all the time. Everybody loves Sue. We love Sue, and we love Fred, and we love Mark, and we're glad that we get to do this here together. So stick around. The roundtable coming up at, is it right off the top? 3 o'clock?
Yep. A little after 3. Jane Duker on the panel, State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, Steve Butts. I mean, one thing I'm going to get to right off the bat, I'm sure you guys covered it already. I cannot believe that this White House does not have any comment on Iran and Israel. That is stunning to me. So that's one of the topics and some local stuff, obviously, as well.
Do you ever find yourself going, how can you not say anything? Also, don't say anything.
Yeah, there is that. No, maybe you're right about that. Yeah. I understand. But I they stun me a lot. They really do. And then the Title IX stuff. Look, I'm all worked up today. This is going to calm me.
Okay.
X's and O's will calm me.
That's good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Right before we went on the air.
Sue doesn't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Right before we went on the air, Fred said, and Sue confirmed, now, you know Mark's a cheater.
Yeah. That's 100% accurate.
All right. Well, we have added to the staff here on the Annie Fry Show. We have Todd, the drummer, and that's how we know it's time to play the game. There he is.
Mm-hmm. You guys, how do we play this?
How do you play this? Ryan, take
I'll explain it. First of all, the thing about there being cash prizes that I dole out, that was just a joke. Just making sure. The game itself. The game itself is a board of tic-tac-toe numbered 1 through 9. So you're just trying to get tic-tac-toes like usual. But you pick a square. There is a question associated with the square.
Oh, I see.
And then once you say, okay, so you're going to pick square number 2. Then we also ask, who's your expert? So you pick Annie, Brad, or Fred today.
Okay.
And they answer the question for you. You simply agree or disagree for the square.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, then Mark gets the square.
No,
I don't like that.
Oh, you do? That does? Okay,
yeah.
So if she gets it wrong, I get the square.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes. And vice versa.
Yes.
If you get it wrong, you get the square, though, still, Mark. It's really set up in your... I'm just kidding.
Man,
remember the joke about the cash prizes?
I know, but thinking you were telling me the truth. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. So if you want to know the rules to win, tic-tac-toes take precedence. But if you both had one tic-tac-toe, one of you might have 5 squares or 4. That becomes the tiebreaker. So squares is the tiebreaker.
I have no idea what's happening.
I don't know what you're saying.
We're going to play all 9 squares. Tic-tac-toes take precedence, and after that, it's how many squares you got.
Last time we're going to be invited to play this game, Sue. Let me tell you
that.
Fun
while it lasted.
The problem is these are the professionals.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to start with Sue because ladies first is okay. The way we usually do that if we if we have two first timers, which you both are.
Yeah, we
gender
how they,
is fluid, Ryan.
Yeah, we have to ask them how they identify. I think is the right way to
Mark,
do it.
Mark, how do you identify?
As a blank hole.
Yeah. Where's the bell? Can I have the bell?
No, the bell is mine now, Sue.
Thank you.
The bell is mine.
May I start with number five?
Number five?
Good choice.
Center square.
And who is your expert, Sue?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, my expert's Fred. I got to go with Fred.
Right. Good choice.
All
good
right.
Choice.
Fred, this week, Biden claimed his uncle got eaten by cannibals. And I didn't know we were going to talk about this so much in this show today. Because we hadn't discussed it all week, but then like in every segment today, we've talked about it. So here is the full audio.
Uncle, they called him Ambrose, Brosie, they called him Bozy.
My
Uncle Bozy.
Yeah.
He's a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid.
Sure.
And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in. And they never found the body because there used to be there were a lot of cannibals for real.
Okay, so there's your full audio. Where his uncle was eaten by cannibals was bleeped out there. So the question is...
This is a trick question.
Where, in what country, did Biden say his uncle got eaten by cannibals, Fred Bonner?
So the claim.
Come on, Fred. Yes. What do you got?
Fred, you have to answer the same way Biden delivered that.
Way to go, guys. It was good.
So... Do I answer? How's is there
honestly,
deception on my part?
Either
you,
way,
if you, you
it's up to you,
okay.
Fred.
All right, New Guinea.
That is correct.
Here's the answer.
He got shot down in New Guinea.
All right, there you go.
That is correct.
So Sue gets the square.
Do I write something?
Yep, you write. Yep.
X or O, whichever you prefer.
Oh, I like.
All right, Mark, you get to check. Pick the next square. Also, did you say that each expert can only go three times?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll keep track for you.
Number three. I'll take square number three.
Number
right.
three. And who is your expert?
Can I pick Fred again or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Again.
Yeah.
You can.
But he follows the news. You know what? I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to pick Annie.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Annie. Annie, you have stumbled into AI.
Okay.
AI.
Okay, this is a real clip from the week run through artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real quote, but it won't sound like the person. You got to tell me who said this.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable, I mean it was so much, and so interesting.
Man, he said it so clearly.
Because
I think that you could put that in a Biden-esque thing and it would make sense that Biden said it, but that sounds like the flow of Donald Trump. But that's my best guess.
It totally sounds like the flow, and I'm going to agree.
You're going to agree.
There's
so you're saying Trump?
I'm saying Trump. Wow. He's agreeing.
Yes.
There's
you're
no
agreeing
structure
Trump.
To that statement. It's just words
yes, it
that have something to do with one another, but more articulated than Joe Biden would. Blah, 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 blah.
I would have guessed someone else.
It's true, although with the AI, sometimes you do have to clean up some because you don't know what he said.
And next time I want you to put the slurs in there.
Blah, blah, it's hard. It really is hard
I
to get
bet.
The AI to say
Donald
that.
Donald Trump?
Here is who said it.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable
battle. That's right. When you know, you know,
that
Mark.
Was.
That's
the
right.
The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, Gettysburg, it was so much and so
but
interesting.
Yeah. That's what he does. I
yeah,
mean,
he just
it
talks.
Popped right away. It really
don't you know,
did,
Mark, as somebody who has to command a room and keep the flow of the conversation going, what he does, he never surrenders the
well, that's
spotlight.
True.
That's
no,
why
that's
he
right.
talks like that and doesn't finish sentences, because that would be conceding, even for a split second, somebody else might talk here. And he never stops.
Yep. I think you're right about that. All right, it's even. The board is even, Sue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice blocking move on your part. All right.
Well, really, any square would have been blocked because you had the center square.
What's you
next?
Don't tell him that. I like to confuse
What's next,
them.
Sue?
All right, I'm going to go for six.
Okay.
It's middle
six.
Right.
Okay.
And we haven't used Brad yet. Let's
All right.
go, Brad.
Let's go.
Brad, you guys are hitting the sound here. This one you have also stumbled into AI.
AI.
Again, this is a real quote from the week. Tell me who said this.
I am not resigning. And it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
Hmm.
All right. So the person who is not resigning right
That's
there.
That's Ryan Wiggins.
Is, yeah, Ryan Wiggins. When we asked him to resign.
It was a private meeting. How did you guys even know that?
No, that's Speaker Mike Johnson.
I agree.
Here's who said it.
I am not resigning, and it is
there you
in
go.
My view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
There you go. He is still Speaker also, by the way.
For now.
For now.
Gosar added his name to the list of people to motion to vacate this afternoon.
What do you think, Mark?
Okay, there's news. Mark, you're up.
I don't think I have a choice. I don't know much about strategy, but I believe I have to pick square number four.
That is correct.
It's the middle left.
For the block.
They
now,
didn't
hey.
Teach you this in communication school? Tic-tac-toe?
you got to get this right now, Mark.
Can we play Hangman instead?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Okay.
Okay, we're going to switch games here to Hangman.
No.
Number four. Who's your expert?
Do I have to pick an expert?
Yeah,
I'll pick Fred.
Fred. Okay. Legendary Cardinals manager Whitey Herzog died this week at the age of 92.
Ugh. I'll just put it on there.
Yeah. Now. Oh, you never know. A Ryan Wiggins question can take a dramatic turn.
They can take turns. He managed the Cardinals from 1980 to 1990, but he also managed three other teams before that. Name any of the three.
Any of the three? This is easy. Well, you had a layup with the Mike Johnson thing.
Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City Royals.
Fred is correct.
That is correct.
For the block.
Do you know the others?
Fred is
California
pretty
Angels.
That's one
See?
Of them.
And it's a Texas team.
You got it.
I'm trying to.
Just go with it.
Rangers.
You got it. You got
Ta-da!
It. Yeah.
But you know what?
Not a Hall of Famer for nothing.
I would not have. I knew Kansas City for sure, but I couldn't come up with those real quick, mm-hmm. even though we talked about all this week.
Yeah.
So I could have been faked out there.
The other two teams were just for 1 year each.
I would have guessed Royals, but I don't know why I knew that. I must have absorbed it over the last week.
Yes. Yes.
Sue, my point is, like, if he would have said the California Angels, I might have said no. Because
yeah.
I would have assumed that Fred knows these things, and I think he was kind of throwing a curveball.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. But you wouldn't have.
It's been all fastball so far from Fred.
You are a liar. I will take. let's go for number two, please.
Okay.
Number two, and who is answering for you, Sue?
I'm rotating through Annie. I'm going with Annie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Annie,
yes.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he has qualified for the ballot in a key swing state, bringing the total states he's qualified for to two.
It doesn't matter if they're the right ones.
Baby steps.
Name either of the states where RFK Jr. has qualified.
Oh, I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess it's Nevada.
I'm going to go no.
There's a lot of states. And
there are a lot of
two.
States.
I mean, percentage-wise, that's true, but.
She
so,
said no.
So
I said
you're
no.
locking it in as a no. That's correct. That's correct.
Michigan, is it Georgia?
Right?
Michigan. I don't know.
Yeah, it is Utah.
And Michigan.
And Michigan.
That's the only one I
knew. Yeah, Michigan's the one of the week that's been the newsmaker.
It could throw the whole election to Trump.
It could. Mm-hmm. It could. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so, RFK Jr., take that, the entire Kennedy family that just endorsed Joe Biden.
Yeah, and they're all listening.
All right,
Mark.
Looks like I'm going to have to block here with square number 8. And I will take... sorry, Brad. I'm going to go with Fred again.
Okay, Fred.
It's the last time Fred can go.
Fred's off the board.
Smart move.
Here's what's fun, Fred. Yesterday was Annie's big birthday.
Oh, you ask him an Annie question.
So it's an Annie question.
Oh, man. Oh. You're getting hosed.
I didn't know it was your birthday. It was your birthday yesterday? Happy birthday. That's terrible that we didn't know
40.
That.
And when was Mark's birthday?
Just earlier.
Last Saturday.
It was last Saturday.
Yes. Very good.
Yes, thank you. In honor of her big birthday yesterday, Leah played all bump music from 1984. Fred, I have a clip here of each of the top 5 songs from 1984. But it contains just 1 second of each song.
Ooh, I love this!
So you have to give me the name of the artist or song, all 5 of them.
So it's like I can name that tune in one.
Yeah, now you get the song or the artist, though.
You were hoping I'd get this one.
I kind of was. So and we can play this clip a few times, you know, if you need to write it down or whatever, because it goes by, boom, boom, boom.
So I got
to
do all 5.
You got to give me all 5 of them.
Okay. Wow.
And they're very recognizable, so that's why you got to get them all.
But at least it's 84, you guys should know.
1984, top 5 songs of the year,
okay.
1 second each. Here we go.
Yeah. Is it songs or artists?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need to just let it be songs
again.
Or artists.
Either way.
Just artists.
Okay.
Artists. Okay. That's a lot.
Here we
go. The show gets over 3 and they got a round table.
Yeah, here we go.
Can I hear number 3 again? Is there a way? I've got them all, except for number 3.
You can probably merge yours and come up with it.
I've got 4. I don't have the third one is the one that I can't get right now. Could I just hear that one, even though I'm not the expert?
Go ahead, play them again.
Okay. If you know the answer, you could just say
they're short enough. Play them again.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I know it. Come on.
You know all 5?
Yes.
I can't get 3.
Holy cow.
Well, it's Prince, Tina Turner, Kenny Loggins, and I can't even read my own writing. That is Phil Collins. Honest to God, look at my writing. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to read it either.
No.
But I cannot get 3.
I got 3.
Do you get 3?
Should he have been guessing?
No. But they told me I could.
Well, I mean, he's telling you. So
he's got to agree or not agree. Yeah. So.
Okay.
If
so I'm
going to
go with Prince, Tina Turner, Phil Collins is the last one, Kenny Loggins. And the fourth one?
Third one
is Culture Club, Boy George.
That actually might be right.
Oh, man.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Last time.
Okay, there you go.
We'll just picture for that.
No, that's no.
Yep.
No.
He's right.
I say no.
Give them to us in order.
You're going to disagree. Here is the answer. The first one is Prince, When Doves Cry. Second one, Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It? Third one, Say, Say, Say by Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was good.
Third one, you got him, Kenny Loggins, Footloose, and then Phil Collins Against All Odds.
That's
impressive,
Very, very well done.
So Mark gets the square.
Yes, he gets the square.
What number was that?
8.
8.
I was blocking you.
Sorry.
She's like, what about 1? Let's just put that one up there.
Yeah.
Losing marker
there. Wasn't 1?
All right, and it is back to you.
All right, I would like.
I think the board favors Sue, though, right now.
I think it does.
It always favors the person who goes first.
Yeah.
But you guys are squaring up pretty strong.
I don't see how that's.
Well, if you get one wrong, then I'm in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Which one, Sue? 1, 7,
all right,
or 9?
Sorry. I would like 9. 9, please.
9. Who's your expert?
So, Brad, you can go
I'm
twice.
I'm going Brad.
Yeah, I've got 2 left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brad.
So 1 left now.
Sports question.
Sports.
Okay.
Sports balls. Reports are
sports balls.
The USA basketball roster for the Paris Olympics is going to feature LeBron James and Steph Curry. What year was the original Olympic Dream Team featuring Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, among others?
I do too.
I'm going back to my old days, but I'm going to say it was 1992.
I like that. I'm going with yes.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Good job. Look at you guys
good job.
I actually knew that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one. That was the dream team.
That was fun. I think I was 11, and I was like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of the world.
We're going to have who in basketball?
Yeah, I know.
Just give us the medal now.
All right, Mark, which square?
I'll take square number 7.
Number bottom 7, left. Annie or Brad?
I'm going to go with Annie.
Okay.
All right.
Annie.
Okay.
I'm going to read a headline to you from Fox News. Quote, Ilhan Omar questions college president about wet farts attack on anti-Israel students.
Okay.
Unquote.
Okay.
Real Fox News headline.
All right.
The name
How
of the...
How did I miss that one? You think it had caught my eye?
How did
I know.
That not make B or not the B?
I know. The name... That's true, Brad. The name of the college was left out of that headline, though. What school was represented by their president took questions before Congress this week?
Say that again.
The headline or the whole question?
Yeah, everybody wants to hear it again.
Okay.
That is correct.
The headline is, Ilhan Omar questions college president about wet farts attack on anti-Israel students.
I'm going to Google wet farts attack on somebody else's computer.
Yeah.
I think
you're saying that was a real headline?
That's a real headline.
Mark, how did we both miss that?
I don't know.
I'm saying Columbia.
There's a blank in there, anti-Israel blank students, or the name of the college.
I'd write down the O right now. That was Columbia University.
It was.
Columbia?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
It was Columbia University.
At least
come
I
down
knew
to the
news
wire.
Part of that.
Yes, you did.
I think he was.
Wait,
what
seven,
was that number seven?
That's seven. Oh. He didn't block you.
Oh.
Oh, now who's cheating?
This is for the game. It's 4-4.
Okay.
And if X gets the square,
yeah, I probably should have taken one, right?
I don't know.
Strategically.
Mark, I think it all works out in the.
It's okay.
You know.
Yeah, it's all about this. All
right. Can we just hear the songs again?
Yeah.
Number 3.
30
Paul
more minutes.
McCartney.
Of single okay. seconds of songs.
Number 1, and I'm going to go with.
I'm all that's left.
Brad.
Hey,
so
Brad.
Say it like that.
I'm all that's left.
Brad, surprise. You got the audio whoopee.
All right.
All right, okay, here we go with some
Brad.
Sound from across the pond,
Woo.
Brad. A Donald Trump endorsement of sorts. Good callback.
No.
Here you go. Here's
Sorry.
The sound.
The
fjords.
The fact is the West has shown too much weakness. Taking the sanctions off Iran, trying to renegotiate a nuclear deal, I believe that was the wrong strategy. And actually, the free world felt safer when President Trump was in office, because those leaders were afraid of what Trump might do.
Not a trucker.
Maybe.
Brad, we don't know yet. Brad, who is speaking and saying Trump had good foreign policy?
Ooh, so that's definitely UK. So, former UK Prime Minister Liz Truss.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, I have no idea.
So this is a
and
guess
the
for
thing,
the win or
yeah,
the loss?
It's a total guess.
This is a seesaw right here. It's all hinging.
Do you know it?
I do
do
not
you know it, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
my answer, I know what I do. I do.
Fred, my answer was going to be every English accent female guest that we have on the show sounds like that.
Yes. Yes.
And we love that.
Yes.
But I
Fred,
don't know
do
who
you
it
feel
exactly.
good about it?
I feel good about it.
Okay, then I'm going yes.
She's going yes because Brad feels good about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is the correct decision.
Hey, Brad!
Oh. Thank you, Brad.
I do not like
job.
Losing.
Brad, that was excellent. That was really good.
Thank I you, pulled Brad. That audio earlier yeah. in the week.
Yes, you did.
Oh, there's cheating right there.
You might say, Fred, that producers have a certain set of skills.
We have a thing.
Yeah,
there's
you're
a
right.
lot of knowledge that goes on in producing a show. Thank you so much for coming
yes.
in. We appreciate it. Maybe come back sometime for some vindication, Mark.
I'm pissed.
Okay.
I don't like losing.
Take
yeah.
it out on the round table.
I will. Right? I will.
Right.
Promise
yeah, please.
You.
No, so I'm listening.
Thanks you
so,
guys for
thank
having
you.
Us.
We need to have you guys on for the Price is Wrong, Mark.
Okay.
Yes.
And yeah.
Have
oh,
try
yeah,
our
that would be fun.
The only problem with that is we do that in the 4 o'clock hour typically.
Everybody's gone.
Yeah, you guys are gone. But we should do that. And we're going to George Gray's in town. We're going to do it soon.
Yeah, we know how hard it is to get people in the 2 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock on a Friday. Hmm. All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Fred,
thanks.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's
on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.